June 13, 2021. 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year B. What is the kingdom of God all about for you as a Christian? Who is that kingdom for? Why is the kingdom of God important for us? How have we made God's kingdom evident in our lives and our world today through our words and our actions? How are we spreading the kingdom of God in our world today? Jesus in today's Gospel reading from the Gospel of St. Mark 4:26-35 gives us two parables that explain what the kingdom of heaven is like. The first parable compares the kingdom of God to what happens to a seed when scattered on the land and the farmer sleeps and rises night and day and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. When the seed sprouts and grows, then he can water, manure and take care of it. The parable of the seed reminds us of the importance of patience in our lives as Christians. One of the biggest problems we have as individuals and as Christians is our lack of patience. We always want to get quick results in everything we do and quick responses in everything we ask for, sometimes even without hard work and adequate effort. Jesus with this parable reminds us that God is in control and not us, hence, all we need to do is to be patient like the person who sowed the seed and let God handle the rest. So, have we planted the seed of the gospel in our world, society, and families today? If we have planted it, have we let it grow by being patient but persevering? Since planting the seed requires effort and hard work, Jesus also compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. With this, Jesus reminds us that our faith will continue to grow stronger in God if we have hope in Him. Take a moment and think about how God has guided His church through the ages and through thick and thin. Think about how the gospel of Christ has spread throughout the whole world, especially in difficult and trying times, because of the hard work, patience, and hope in God shown us by the Catholic Church and its ministers and the laity. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us answer Jesus' invitation to us today to proclaim the kingdom of God in our world with patience, hope and trust in God, as well as hard work and perseverance in our spiritual lives, if we truly and sincerely want to attain the kingdom of heaven after our lives on earth. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.